12 days after Hurricane Sandy smacked the eastern seaboard and beyond, tens of thousands of people still lack basic necessities, food, water, even shelter. NPR's Richard Gonzalez sent us this postcard about three men from Chicago who took it upon themselves to bring some comfort to Sandy's victims.
28-year-old Chris Schoenberger is flipping burgers and hot dogs on a large portable grill in Howard Beach, New York. It's a long way from his home in Chicago, where he owns a mobile catering company. Schoenberger says when he saw the first TV images of Sandy's ravages, he told his wife, "I'm leaving."
9/11 happened. I saw the nation come together, and slowly the nation has kind of seemed like they've drifted apart again. And, you know, when something like this happens, we as a nation, we need to stick together. It's amazing how a hot dog can change somebody's life. It's pretty inspirational.
Schoenberger raised enough money on Facebook to buy 10,000 pounds of burgers and hot dogs. And then with two buddies, Chris Edwards and Tommy Collins, he drove a truck and grill here to Howard Beach, where for 2 days and two nights, they fed all comers for free. Here's Collins.
I mean, us out here cooking 10 hours straight, just on the go constantly. You lose track of time, you don't even know what day it is. Get no sleep, just trying to cook as many burgers as we can. As soon as we had a spot in the grill, another burger goes on.
Many people in this working-class neighborhood lost everything. You can see a lifetime's possessions sitting waterlogged on the street curb, waiting to be hauled away. Now, everybody lines up, cold, exhausted, but patient, at Schoenberger's grill.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Anything would taste good right now when you don't eat all day, right?
You haven't eaten all day?
No.
Donna Barnett and her brother Bobby have lived on this block of Howard Beach near the water since the 1960s. Bobby rode out the storm. Now he points to a dead-end sign on its block to show where the water had crested.
Waves over the top of it. Two-foot waves over the top of that. As I said, it came up through the floors, everything. Yeah, nothing you can do about it.
Barnett was happy to at least have a free and hot meal.
Oh, they're a blessing. You know, it's good to have people like that. You know, come together in a neighborhood, help everybody out.
After 2 days, Chris Schoenberger and his buddies went back to Chicago with an empty truck. Before leaving, Schoenberger reflected on what he had accomplished here.
This is what our job is as a citizen of the United States, is to look out for fellow Americans, and that's what we were all about.
Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, New York.
This is better than filet mignon. You ain't kidding.
This is NPR News.